Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. It might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that he will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul, and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Greetings, my friends, and welcome to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. As you can see, the saucer has a dodecahedron, I think it is, with a pyramidal symmetry. And what my people at home base call an Arcturian ruby top. It transforms space into energy. You can imagine that since space is limitless, then so would be the power. And we get that through a form of osmosis from space through the ruby top into where the power is centered and then radiates outward, and nature avoiding a vacuum and all of that. The way it works is I just empty my mind, and that causes the ship to suck the energy in through the ruby top, because my mind and the saucer pod are linked up in a kind of symmetry, I suppose, the best way to put it. And so you can journey with this vehicle at the speed of thought. Now, is that faster than the speed of light? I think it could be. It depends on how fast you think. And it also depends on the levered fulcrum of your imagination, how far your thought can reach, you know, and how accurately you are able to visualize that which your thoughts are moving in the direction of. I would add that it also depends on how tightly woven are the springs that cause the thought to be sprung and sent in whatever direction it goes in. And obviously, I know what I'm talking about. Yes. I wanted to tell you a little story today about a friend of mine I knew in Hawaii. He was about 10 years older than I. I don't know if he's still around. We sort of lost touch with each other. It happens. He had a father who was very, very wealthy. And what his father did was he owned all these industrial laundromats. And some of his clients were the U.S. military and other rather large concerns like that. So you can imagine he made a whole lot of money, like millions and millions and millions of dollars. Unfortunately for Michael, there came a time that his father became very concerned about where he would wind up when he left this vale of tears. And as it so happened, but not serendipitously, he became involved in one of these religious groups, I believe it's a Christian organization, that proliferate in California, where he was resident and came from. And they convinced him that his place in heaven would be commensurate with the amount of money that he bequested to them. And I guess they presented it in a convincing manner. And so he left the larger portion of all of what he had to this church, which Michael was not real happy about. But I think Michael got at least $1 million. And so he moved to Maui and he bought this beautiful and rather large piece of land, about 5 acres of it. And it was all cleared out and made real nice. And he put a number of living structures there. And during the years that I came and went from Maui to New York or wherever, I would live in these places. And we recorded a number of my albums there with my band. And Michael always wanted to play along. He fooled around on the bass. He wasn't very good. And so I never really used him in any of the recordings. But I would explain to him, I would say, Michael, do you understand that if you simply take some lessons and practice the bass, the next time I come and go, because I would come and go on a regular basis, you'll be able to play the bass well enough to play with us. Because the kind of music that we do is rather simple, most of the time. And, excuse me. And it only takes you really 6 months to learn how to be proficient on the bass at that. Now, to be really good at the bass, like any instrument, takes a lot longer than that, and you need the gene as well. Suffice to say, it's easier than guitar, that's a fact, especially for the purposes of rock and roll, folk music, and such things like that. And Michael, let's just say, and this went on for more than a dozen years, I will say, he just never took advantage of it. And, you know, so finally, after all this period of time, he still couldn't play the bass. Now, you can extrapolate this into every area of life. This is a common failing of most of humanity. One of these days they're going to do this, and one of these days they're going to do that, and they never do any of it. It's like that song, Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Something like, L.A. is a great big freeway. Put 100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star. Weeks turn into years, how quick they pass. And all those stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. Dum, 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 something like that. Well, I like to think of it in spiritual terms. And these days, and for some while, I'm guessing, everyone lives in the future, which doesn't exist. It's always tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. It's all mañana consciousness. And you have to be at it where you are in the moment you're in at all times, or you're not at it at all. Weird things happen to get in the way. None of us know why this happens, but we all know it does. Somehow stuff gets in the way between us and the things that we may sincerely want to practice. You have to be so determined that nothing gets in the way. And at a certain level of determination, it all becomes extremely easy because you're that determined. And to the degree that you're not determined, in then comes the amount of difficulty that it takes in practicing something. Everyone complains about what a struggle it is, and that's only because they're not determined. If you're determined, believe me, it's easy as pie. And I know this because there are things that I've been determined about and things that I wasn't that determined about. And I definitely know the difference. So I recommend don't do anything unless you're determined, because otherwise it sets up memories of failure within the subconscious. It sets you up to believe, well, maybe I'll succeed and maybe I won't, which then increases degrees of difficulty and you can just carry it out from there. So what I'm saying is, if you do something, you know, and you're not determined enough, put some marker in your subconscious. Well, it's beyond obvious to me, but I don't know about everyone else, and everyone else doesn't make up for themselves. You know, there are a number of smooth New Age seducers out there, some of them like Tony Robbins, Marianne Williamson, Eckhart Tolle, and they all go out and they sell all these various bills of goods to you. Most of them are atheists, but they certainly don't talk about God much. In any case, Marianne Williamson at one point mentioned, well, along with mentioning how great she is, mentioned that about Jesus Christ, she was saying, well, she thought she was probably one of the women that was around Jesus at the time, given what she knew about herself. Well, I don't know. I find some of these things very strange. She pushes the curse of the miracles a lot. And whatever. The thing is, a lot of people go to these seminars these people hold, and they get very high during the seminar, and they get very convinced and caught up in it, but it's a lot like junk food. It really is. And so what happens is, once they leave the seminar, they don't really take anything with them. It just all vanishes in a puff of smoke. There's a certain kind of magic that these people employ that rev people up and take them to a certain place, and then it's not there anymore. It's like the energy you get from fast food. You're hungry again half an hour later. And, well, I'm not here to put down Tony Robbins or Marianne Williamson. I don't trust these people. And like I say, about the suitcases filled with money, this I know for a fact, because I know people who have seen it with their own eyes, especially when it comes to Eckhart Tolle. You actually saw him putting huge amounts of cash into a satchel and leaving with it from a speech he gave in Scotland. And also now he sells seats for certain amounts of money to people, celebrities and other types who want to sit close to him while he drones on hypnotically and basically puts me to sleep pretty quick, within a few minutes. So I think it is a hypnotic sort of thing. There's only one thing in this life that is valuable, and that is priceless, and that is the ineffable, okay? And I can prove the existence of the ineffable. Well, it's already been proven. Everything is thought-born, this is to say. Everything is made out of the same thing, but it is vibrating at different, you know, levels and rates, which accounts for its being individualized by the other, from the other creations. Well, that kind of says that everything is made out of God. Everything is operated by God. Like, and that's why the sun worship was such a big part of so many religions. Okay? Because the sun is the manifest face of the spiritual God. And there's no life on the planet without the energy that proceeds from it. So my point here is this. Since God is real, it's already been scientifically proven, although it hasn't been defined and explained. And that's the cause of all the religious wars and conflicts and everything else, is that all of these people have decided they can explain to me what God is. And they can't, so they argue with each other. You will never comprehend what God is. But what you can do is get your hands on God's qualities. And God's qualities can act through you. And if you are able to do this, then you know as much about God as you ever need to know. And when it comes to practicing the presence of God, well, that's actually what I'm going to talk about. Here's what I've discovered about finding God, serving God, or anything you want to know about the spiritual life. Go about your day as if God were resident in you, and God is, as from the other points already made. I know they're very simplistic, the points I made and the rest of it, but you carry them out in logical and reasonable arguments inside your own mind, and you see how that works, okay? Because you will come to the same conclusions, I assure you. Act as if God were resident in your being. Believe and know that God sees through your eyes and listens through your ears and demonstrates through your being. This is real. But as you go about doing this, which is another way of saying practice the presence of God, as you go about doing this, it will become more and more and more dramatically real. What will happen is that in the process of you practicing this, the Almighty will transmit to you that the Almighty is present. And the Almighty does not make errors in judgment. So if the Almighty has chosen you, or you think you chose the Almighty to begin with, but somehow you're engaged in this process, well, the Ineffable did not make an error in judgment by initiating this. So that kind of speaks to the success of it. But let's say you fall by the wayside, get deceived, do something that seems to separate you from the Ineffable. There is a possibility the Ineffable chose you for no other reason than to make an object lesson out of you. The other reason could be to point out the nature of your own weaknesses so they might be replaced by the strength of the ineffable. Or it could be that the ineffable has created a scenario to save you out of because there's a necessity toward clearing you of certain karmas and you must fall by the wayside and be rescued in order for, you know, a rather more complex process to take place. Well, if you're wondering what I'm doing over here, it's that I have occasionally some notes jotted that remind me of the subjects I thought I might want to remember to talk about. But as invariably happens, I wind up going off, you know, in whatever direction the inevitable chooses to take me in. I want to thank you for coming in and hearing what I have to say today. It's very, very important to me, and I believe it will be important to you if you do it. Time is wasting. You know, we never seem to get around to the things we ought to be doing because something is always interfering with it. And that is because we're not determined enough. Because there will always be these obstacles to see if we are determined enough. You must be determined. And if you are, it's a piece of cake. Or even better than that. I mean, this cake's not all that good for you most of the time. Depending on what the cake's made out of. Okay, my friends. We've come to the end of another broadcast. And I'll see you next week, if there is one. In the meantime, accept that the ineffable dwells in your being, sees through your eyes and hears through your ears, and demonstrates through your being. And practice the presence of God. You've already been practicing the presence of the fictitious you. So why isn't the real you actually express? All right, my friends. That said, much love, Lady Nature. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Om Amitabha. Greetings, my dear friend, Lord Ganesh. Michimambu, Guru Bala. Alhamdulillah. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Hare Krishna. Karyan Bahaula. Aloha. And... God bless you, one and all. And we'll run into each other again. Hopefully in a very positive and
manner. He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. If you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. Bringing live and truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works. On the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.